This is your Lansing update from more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Republican gubernatorial nominee Rick Snyder here on WILS ahead of tomorrow's election day reacts to Democratic opponent Virge Bernero's claim that Snyder would sell the Mackinac Bridge if elected. He talked to WILS's Tony Connolly this morning.
The bridge is a one-time kind of thing that shouldn't be on the table. It's really a structural solution. Let's get a solution in place that can work for years in terms of how we do our budgeting, how we run our government.
Meanwhile, the state Supreme Court race is another one that will be on the ballot, but newly appointed Justice Alton Davis tells WILS that many voters simply missed that portion of the ballot.
When they're done with the political races, they've got to go over to the nonpartisan section, and that's where they'll find the Supreme Court and the other local court races. As many as 30% of all the people that go to vote miss it. It's very serious.
A story you're hearing only on WILS about a warning to high school athletes about dangerous caffeine levels in energy drinks. Scott Dane with the Capital Area Soccer League on WILS.
Because these athletes may have been pre-exposed genetically to some heart conditions, that the caffeine levels have made their disease come to the forefront and have caused indirectly heart attacks.
An autopsy is scheduled for today on the body of 22-year-old MSU junior Michael Walcott. He was found dead Saturday morning in a fraternity house. East Lansing police say it's not clear if alcohol was a factor. Family members say he had issues with asthma most of his life. And gas prices in Michigan up by 3 cents. The current statewide average, $2.83 a gallon. Taking a look at your capital city forecast, tonight mostly clear, low around 26. Tomorrow mostly sunny, high near 48. And tomorrow night partly cloudy, low around 30. That's your Lansing area update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS. Tomorrow is election day, and as voters get ready to head to the polls, Republican gubernatorial nominee Rick Snyder on WILS says he's fired up as he continues campaigning today. The frontrunner spoke to WILS's Tony Connolly this morning.
I want to do what I said I was going to do, which is get Michigan on a positive path, you know, with a clear positive vision, a plan, and taking action, and stay very consistent. It's about solving problems and getting stuff done.
Snyder continues holding a double-digit lead in the polls heading into tomorrow, although Democratic challenger Virge Bernero says he's not giving up. Capital Chronicle's columnist Susan Demas tells WILS's Jack Ebling.
I think he's kind of at this point going for broke. He's trying to have a good time, and I'm not really sure if there's a magic bullet for him.
And Lansing police identifying the man hit by a train over the weekend. Eyewitnesses say 50-year-old Scott Tobler was walking along the track at Michigan Avenue on Saturday when he was struck by a southbound CSX train. The conductor did see Tobler but was unable to stop in time. A lawmaker from DeWitt challenging the Michigan Department of Transportation's claim that a new bridge between Detroit and Windsor would be paid off with the tolls from the structure. Senator Alan Cropsey talked to WILS's Tim Skubin.
And obviously the department wants to go ahead and do whatever they want to do anyway.
Can the tolls pay for the new bridge?
Oh, no. No. And no way in the world do the numbers ever work.
A WILS exclusive on a warning to high school athletes from coaches in the Lansing area about what they call dangerous levels of caffeine in energy drinks. Capital Area Soccer League Executive Director Scott Dane on WILS.
They're not regulated. Energy drinks do not fall under the soft drink category for the Food and Drug Administration, so they're not regulated the same way Pepsi and Coke are when it comes to caffeine levels in these drinks.
And a new Michigan drunk driving law taking effect yesterday, drivers with a blood alcohol level of 0.17 or higher could face as much as 180 days in jail and lose their license for a year.